When was the last time you abstained from food for a day without being sick? Have you even ever done that? When I think back in my life, for as long as I can remember, I used to shovel food down my gullet every few hours without fail. And I'd even eat snacks in between, quite common. And I never questioned that. Neither do many people. Today, society doesn't have a food scarcity problem. We have a food abundance epidemic. We can walk out our front doors now, and within minutes, sometimes less, we can gain access to a lorry load of confectionery and takeaway foods. And if we're feeling extra indulgent, all we need to do is lift our phones and call upon our fast service apps. Was this the way of it 5,000 years ago? Was this the way of it 500 years ago? What about as little as 50 years back? The answer, of course, is no, it wasn't. We've made more changes to our nutritional habits in the last, say, 50 to 100 years than the last 50,000. And to what cost? Sadly, 50% of people globally are said to contract cancer. And 25%, even more sadly, are said to die of it. There's reportedly upwards of 20% of the Western world to be harshly impacted by one of 80 recognised autoimmune diseases. And those are just soft estimations. So what can we do? What can we begin to do to safeguard ourselves against these forces and develop robust health? Well, every month I perform one 24-hour fast where I don't abstain from food for a 24-hour period. I've been doing this now for over 4 years. And I've also been performing longer fasts, block fasts, as you call them, 3 to 7 days. In fact, I've got one coming up very soon at the end of January, just going into February, and I'll keep you posted on that. I want to talk a lot more about fasting and kind of break down a lot of the misconceptions. To fast for 24 hours for you listening might seem like an act that's absolutely ludicrous, that's alien, but for millennia, believe me, it's been a natural and uncontested practice. When you fast, you allow your food to fully assimilate, meaning digest. Your body's resources can start then to focus on repair and rejuvenation versus always been focused on digestion. And it has some amazing benefits, health benefits. Within a matter of just 24 hours, several markers of aging can begin to improve. You'll feel lighter subjectively. Inflammation under the threshold of conscious awareness, according to your blood markers, inflammation reduces, your mind feels clearer, you might even feel subtle flurries of euphoria. I've felt that myself. It's also been shown that in as little as 24 hours, a fast can reset the ratio of good to bad bacteria in your gut. And your gut's said to be the cornerstone of health. Hippocrates said that. And it's fast, it's increasingly becoming apparent why that is. Looking at fields such as psychobiotics and how in several years' time people think that when we go to the doctors with issues such as anxiety and depression, rather than getting medication, doctors are going to be prescribing us positive probiotics because we have good, each of us has good, a different combination and composition of good to bad and commensal bacteria being not good nor bad, it's just required. We have a different, each of us has a different ratio of good to bad bacteria. There's 10 times more bacteria in the body than there are human cells. And it's becoming abundant, apparent now that the gut, cleansing the gut, keeping the gut healthy is key to us unlocking our health potential. Fasting has health effects that last far beyond just one day of abstaining from food. So if you're interested in up-leveling your health, then this could be the ticket. Not just to come back from a negative 3 back to baseline from sickness, but actually to realise your health potential. And if you're sceptical, like I was by the way, I didn't always fast. Well, caveat, we all fast. Everyone on this earth fasts. We all fast in some normal sense. Your last meal last night was say 8 or 9pm, and then you didn't consume any food until 7 or 8, 9 this morning. We all fast, that's why breakfast is called breakfast. You're breaking your fast. You have an eating window and a fasting window. It's a natural cycle. So you all fast. But there was a time when I didn't do it consciously. I didn't extend that fasted window beyond sort of 7, 8 in the morning. Now I do. But I was skeptical. But what broke this skepticism was experimentation. Because one of the fundamental flaws in most human beings is that we become very habitual. We become comfortable with the comfortable and we don't explore. We don't push. So I would say, have a little experiment. Give fasting a try and make an informed decision for yourself before you rule it out. Maybe you might want to just start by skipping breakfast and eating at lunchtime, for example, at 12, 11 or 12 first, and working your way up, adapting. I think that'd be quite a wise tactic if you really want to up-level your health and try and engage and experiment with a 24-hour fast. If I were you, and you're really keen, a 24-hour fast would be on my list of goals and health priorities for 2019. At least try it. It's actually a lot easier than you think. And it'll open your mind up to a world of new thoughts. You'll feel far better for it. I mean, the experience can truly be fascinating. See what I did there? See, humans, what they do is they suffer for this thing called the status quo bias. They hold on to what is for far too long, never expanding. So I'll leave you with some wisdom from a few thousand years ago, which is actually etched on my left arm by way of tattoo. Comes from Socrates. The unexamined life isn't worth living.